Unlike its Senate companion, there hasn't been a single no vote against the House bill seeking to relax Florida's zero-tolerance policies. Ocala Republican Representative Dennis Baxley says he wants to make sure kids aren't facing suspension or a juvenile record for an act as simple as wearing a T-shirt with a gun on it.
I think it does lay down the proper balance and hopefully will be an example and an opportunity for administrators to feel they are empowered to make those common sense judgments.
Palm Harbor Democratic Representative Carl Zimmerman says he supports the so-called Pop-Tart bill, named after the actions of a young Maryland boy who was suspended for chewing his breakfast into a gun shape.
What I really like about this bill is it still allows for disciplinary action if it is a threat. If a kid comes to a teacher and points their finger and goes pew, like that as a threat, they can still be disciplined. This just takes the absurdity out of that.
South Pasadena Republican Representative Kathleen Peters says she, too, likes the bill, but she says it could go further. She wants to expand it to include more circumstances where students won't face arrest.
It is unfortunately common practice for our kids to be criminalized for things like writing on the bathroom wall or cursing at a teacher or things like that. And we are wrapping up our kids in the juvenile justice system for unnecessary and unreasonable reasons.
And the 16 members of the House Education Committee approved the bill, but in another House panel, debate grew contentious as lawmakers vetted another bill seeking to enhance penalties against insurers who discriminate against gun owners. Fort Walton Beach Republican Representative Matt Gates says he's only seeking to protect gun owners from discrimination by allowing them to have the added protection of bringing their grievance to court. But after repeated requests from lawmakers on the panel, he could only provide a few instances where his bill would have applied.
I can tell you that Castle Key Insurance on January 15th canceled Mr. Richard Page's policy as a result of his ownership of ammunition, so I presume that that was information they acquired in some manner. But there was a circumstance recently where Citizens Insurance, through their clearinghouse on their website, had posed questions regarding gun ownership. However, as was pointed out in the last committee of reference for this bill, Citizens quickly removed those questions from their website.
While he voted to move the bill forward, Pensacola Republican Representative Mike Hill says he's got misgivings, mainly that he's not sure there's a problem.
And I am a proponent of the free market, of allowing consumers to choose and also businesses to choose how they want to operate. And it seems like this is creating a hindrance to that. Should it occur to where a insurance company cancels a policy because of the firearms or amount of ammunition there, the consumer has the ability to go to another company and choose who they want.
And Port St. Lucie Democratic Representative Larry Lee offered a terrifying example of the bill's potential to create unintended consequences.
Just fast forward, and sometime in the future, if this bill passes, I guarantee you this will happen. You have a condo, a townhouse, or an apartment owner that's storing up tons of ammunition. That building catch a fire. You can have an explosion that will take out a whole wing.
And Coconut Creek Democratic Representative Jim Waldman called it a waste of time.
And it's only here because you want to be able to say we did something for gun owners this year, so we can go out there and talk about everybody's Second Amendment rights. That's ridiculous.
After taking more than half an hour to discuss the bill, the House Regulatory Affairs Committee agreed to pass it 11-5, with most Democrats opposed. Meanwhile, the Senate Appropriations Committee passed its version with bipartisan support in 4 minutes Thursday, with some Democrats voting against the measure. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.